Blog Talk Radio.
This legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters. Only the Strong Survive in 2002. And recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
That bottom. Shoo-wee-doo-wop.
Live on Marshall Thompson's 2017 New Year's Eve concert recap of the Shy Lights and the OJs as we continue the celebration honoring the Shy Lights' 58th anniversary and welcoming in the new year 2017. Sponsored by Genius is Common and Tribe Family Channel. Tribe Family Channel is a gumbo for the soul international family brand created by myself, Beverly Black, and I am the co-host right here with my brother, Marshall Thompson. Happy New Year, my brother.
Hey, happy New Year to you and all the listeners is listening tonight. Everybody's trying to get into the show tonight. They have a lot of fun. And we really feel really good. This is 58 years we have been with the Shy Lights and still going across the world.
You are so exciting to have as a, you know, a program host, and to have 58 years in with the Shy Lights is just amazing. And so I am so excited excited because you're going to be recapping the Regal Theater performance as you ring in the New Year's, the great time that you had with the OJs, and all of the fun and laughter and excitement. So first, let's rewind the tape and tell me, what was it like rolling back up to the historical Regal that evening, knowing that it was not going to be torn down and that you were performing again?
Well, we were very, very excited about it, and was very excited about having my old friends. They have been friends with me for over 54 years now. They've been friends with me, the Mighty Mighty OJs, and what a great show. Damon Williams put on a great show doing his thing. I mean, it was a very exciting night, and we had a lot of fun and brought the new year in the way it's supposed to be. Fun, fun, fun,
wow.
Fun.
Wow, 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 wow. And all of the social media pictures, people are pouring in from all over the world looking at your Facebook postings. You have www.chi-lites.info set up so everyone can check the Chi Lites' exciting 2017 tour schedule. And so tell us about the first time the Chi Lites performed at the Regal. Give us some history.
Well, back in the Regal Theater was back in 1958, and going into 59 when I was playing drums with Gladys Knight and Pimps before I brought the Chi Lites over, we came up with a record called Give It Away, and that would gave us our first appearance at the Regal Theater. And then I brought in Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 to do their first appearance right there, opening up the show for everybody. They did a great job coming in there doing their thing. Okay, and as time went on, we went out to California, different spots out there. The OJs is out there. The Locks is out there. The Whispers is out there at the same time. And we was all doing our thing, making money, trying to get the money done. You know, well, it was only $25 a piece in those days, but everybody was there. Everybody was happy. We enjoyed ourselves, enjoyed what we were doing, and everybody ended up with hit, hit after hit records. And here we are today doing our thing. It was a great show the OJs really put on. Wow, it was amazing, the show that they put on as well with us.
Wow, wow, wow. You know what? And I'm so excited about that because when you think about the Chi Lites and you think about the OJs and the history and the hits and just the world travels, the awards, the wardrobes, just the music, the culture, the soul, oh my goodness. And so what we're going to do is we're definitely going to party like it's still that night because I have a lot of songs set up and I'm going to save them for after you finish giving us all the rich gems about, you know, the friendship and what have you. So tell me about the first time you became friends with Mr. Eddie LaVert. Tell us how you all came together when you met.
Well, about 54 years ago. We first got together doing what we had to do. That's quite some time, you know. And then we end up on the first tour together, the Steamroller Tour. That was the Chi Lites and the OJs, Millie Jackson, the Locks, and who else was on there? The Detroit Emeralds, and Tyrone Davis was on there for a while with us. We had a great time, and we had a great Steamroller tour, and Chi Lites had had our records going, and next thing I know, them OJs snuck in there with that backstab, and that was all she wrote. They was on their way after that song. I say, wow.
I know, right?
They come in there with
their
backs up, and they didn't look back after that.
Wow, wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. And, you know, we could all relate to that because, you know, people, they weren't calling it like it was, you know, the way we wanted to hear it. And so when they came out with Backstabbers, it was like, hey, you know what? These brothers are telling it like the T.I. is, and we have to appreciate that. The music is right. And so that is true. That is true. Now, we saw the pictures of you and Mr. Eddie LaVert back there as well. What was that conversation like rejoining on New Year's Eve? What was that like?
Well, first of all, it was, I know Eddie was trying to figure out what I was going to do behind the stroke. We haven't played together since I had the stroke. And I know, and he know the other guys that passed away. So I know it was, he was curious of what we was going to really do. And when he got there, he really enjoyed himself. He sit down on the stage in the back and on the side of the stage and watched our show, I heard. And he really loved the show. Everybody loved the show. And to bring it together like that, I had to come up with some tricks that I've been knowing over the years of being the leader of the group. I had to come up with something to do on the stage. Eddie told me, he said, "Marshall, boy, you done got an easier job now, boy. All you do is sit down on that keyboard and sing." And we got to do the hard work. We got to jump around on the stage like I used to do, jump around and do the splits and do the somersaults and all that. He said, "Marsh, you finally got your easier job."
Oh, he needs to quit that. He needs to quit that. But you know what? It's nothing like what you do. When you pick up that instrument, not only the instrument that you play on Old Girl, and you know I can't even think of the name of it.
That's a melodica. Play the melodica harmonica sound.
Wow.
That's what I play on Old Girl.
That is my favorite of the instruments that I've seen you playing. And so, you know what? Can't nobody do what you do like you do. You ain't got the easy job. You got the job, right? Now, let me ask you this. The suits, the hat, the showmanship, the style, what would you say to the young folks about pulling all that together like the Shy Lights and the OJs continue to do season after season? Does it take all of that plus some?
Well, you know, it takes a lot. You know, well, preparing, we from the old school.
I can't hear you.
We believe in having a dressing room. You know, when we come to a gig, these days there's a lot of the acts, they don't even need a dressing room. They come in, they street clothes and get on stage. We can't do that. We got to be sharp. We got to have a dress from head to toe, and we got to have tailor-made suits. You know, we got to have tailor, not coming off a rack. It had to be tailor-made to fit us perfect, and that's what we did. And that's what we from the old school. That's what we was taught, and that's what we do all the time. You know.
Now, you are attributed to having that business mind as well. So when you think in terms of acts like the Shy Lights and the OJs, keeping things tight, how important would you say it is to be on top of the business end of that to be able to maintain for as long as you all have maintained?
Well, it's 90% business and 10% show. You know, 10% of the show business, that's what it's called, show business. 10% is the show with your talent. You got the talent. But it's 90% business. You know, you got to take care of that business first. Because if you don't take care of the business, you're not going to have no 10%. You're not even going to have nothing to take care of no business with.
And I know you know a lot about the business of show business. I cannot wait for this 2017 tour. And I know you're going to be in California this February, next month. So I will definitely see you in San Jose. Let me ask you about the first time the Shy Lights touched down in California. What was that like coming from the East Coast to sunny California?
Well, when we first went to California, was way back in the day. It was like 1961. Okay, they had, I went to Sunset Boulevard. I was on Sunset Boulevard. I seen the hippies everywhere. I thought I was in paradise. I thought I had died and came back alive. You know, and I seen all the palm trees out there. I seen all that sunshine coming out of Chicago. It was freezing here in Chicago. And when I got there, I said, wow. When I woke up, I said, wow, I don't believe this. Then I seen all the mountains and hanging out and seeing the ocean. I mean, it was crazy, you know. But I realized I was somewhere, but I didn't know where. But we ended up going to place. And then Etta James, that made the record at last, she gave us our first gig out there. We played out there on Thursdays, and we played out there on Thursdays and Tuesdays and Thursdays. She let us play out there with $15 a piece for that back in those days. That's what we made. And up the street, Sam Cooke had got a shot and killed. We ran down there to watch him. He was laying on the ground when the police got there. We was watching all of that. It was something else, you know. But we went through some.
It was something else. That was like life changing when you think in terms of the landscape of music, and you were witness to, you know, the fall of a great musician, Sam Cooke, who he opened doors as well as the Shy Lights and others to walk through. And so for you to be in California and to, you know, witness that, and then historically to have Etta James give you, you know, a platform, you know, that's amazing. I actually have her Tell Mama album, and I have Tell Mama on the 45. And I remember when I was selling some of my vinyl, the guy thought that I were including that, and I had to hurry up and clear that up, that no, Etta James is not going anywhere. Okay, album and 45. Mm-hmm. Same thing with I got my 45, Hey, Have You Seen Her? I need to bring that, let you autograph Have You Seen Her on the 45. Ooh!
Yeah.
So California, sunny California, coming out of Chicago, right?
Right, Sam Cooke was from up the street from us. So to see him be out there at the same time we were, it was amazing, you know, and to see him go through what he went through and pass away like that.
Yeah. I can imagine. I can imagine it was probably kind of rough to be able to still be able to take in, you know, being performers in California, and then to have that cloud kind of bring you back to reality, you know, that you could be in California and life happens in California like it happens in Chicago, like it happens around the world. So we want to send a shout out to not only Sam Cooke, but hey, we've got your partners still raining down, shining down on you, the members of the Shy Lights that passed away that you so eloquently give reverence to in the cold days of our lives, and we're going to play that as we honor 58 years in soul business is what I call it, because the Shy Lights have been bringing us pure soul music, and they have been taking care of their business. So now let me ask you this, because that was California and that was New Year's Eve, so I have a question that I've never asked you before. When did you know that you made it? When did you have that feeling like, wow, we made it?
Well,
we made
it. When we did the biggest television show of all times at the time, when we got off that television show, in 1 week after we got off that television show, our record went to number one, stayed on the charts for 26 weeks.
And which song was that?
We knew that we made it then. It stayed number one right there on the Billboard charts, okay? And we knew
which
after we got off Flip Wilson. That was Old Girl. With Flip Wilson show.
Old Girl.
Flip Wilson show. We got off of Flip Wilson show, and we knew that we had number one record in the country on all charts. We knew that we had made it.
Wow. Oh, girl. All right. Now, how did it feel the first time someone sampled a Shy Lights song? Because, ladies and gentlemen, what you don't know, when you heard that record Bottoms Up at the beginning of this show, that was a combination of Prince's Camp and Family, because Prince was set to redo Bottoms Up, and Bottoms Up is by the Shy Lights. And so we had to come in this show, our first show of the New Year's, you know, because a lot of people were turning it bottoms up, either way you want to interpret that, but they were definitely bringing it in funky, and like you said, it was a celebration. And so how does it feel, and how did it feel when the first time someone redid a Shy Lights song? Which song was it, and who did it?
Well, we had so many of them, people sampled our music, but the biggest record that we had, out there was Beyonce, Crazy in Love. She did our music to our Are You My Woman song, and I played drums on that. And she, when I was hearing myself playing drums on Crazy in Love by Beyonce, it really knocked me out. And she got 6 Grammys off of that, you know, off our music. So we started adding our music, that music back into our show on tour, and all the kids just went wild every time we sang it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And I did see the beautiful poster of when you all were in New York. So tell us about meeting Beyonce and her family.
Well, you got where Jay-Z did the song December 4th. That's another Shy Light song. Fantasia did Baby Mama. That's another Shy Light song, music song. You know, Tay Michelle, she did That's How Long I Love You. That's another Shy Light song. MC Hammer did Have You Seen Her. That's another Shy Light song. I mean, on and on and on, and they're still sampling our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 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 wow. All right, all right, all right. Okay, and so 2017, we're up into the new year. We know that there is a lot going on, so we want to remind our listeners to go visit www.shy-lites.info to follow Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the legendary Shy Lites, as he continues carrying the baton in 8 years and beyond of soul music by the Shy Lites, and he is the godfather of vocal groups. So right here live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, we're looking forward to having a plethora of soul groups. Mr. Marshall Thompson, I'm going to let us go ahead on out of here playing Old Girl and playing some of your favorites by the OJs, including Stairway to Heaven. So what do you have to say to our listeners as we anticipate not only another season right here live on Tribe Family Channel brought to you by Geniuses Common and the Gumbo for the Soul International Family Brand, but also what do you have to say to the fans as they get ready to gear up and get to your 2017 tour dates? What can we expect, my friend?
Well, we want everybody to come on out and enjoy themselves. Bring your book. Bring the Last Man Standing book so I can sign it for you, number one. And come on out and just have yourself a ball, because we're going to have a ball. We're going to be singing all of our greatest hits. Old Girl, Have You Seen Her? Toby, Write a Letter to Myself. Give More Power to the People. Stone Out of My Mind. Hold On to Your Dreams. Write a Letter. I mean, on and on. We'll be doing all of our hits on the tour.
Wait. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, those are some hits, hits, hits. That's what keeps you relevant. That's what makes the Shy Lites who they are. So, my brother, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, not only do I want to say Happy New Year's, not only do I want to say congratulations, but I want to let you know from the bottom of my heart, you have taken me in like a sister under your wing from day one. I want to thank you because it's an honor, it's a privilege, and it is a pleasure to do this show with you. I want to say here's to our continued success in 2017. We're taking it up to another level, and I just cannot wait. I'm going to have my book. I'm going to be looking forward to meeting you face to face, and we're going to have a wonderful season, and you, my friend, are going to have an extremely wonderful, successful tour this 2017. So we're going to go out on music from the show that y'all rang in this year with, from the Shy Lites and the OJs, and then we're going to keep this party popping during our season, our continued 2017 season. So thank you to all our fans. Continue to visit Shy Lites, shy-lites.com. Google Marshall Thompson, and he is on Facebook. And I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel. and Gumbo for the Soul. So hook me, hit me up on Twitter at Gumbo for the Soul or at Tribe Family US. My brother, we also want them to know that they can connect with you on Twitter at The Real Shy Life, because there's only one Shy Life. And what is it? The Real Shy Life. Am I right?
That's correct. The Real Group Shy Life.
That's right. And that's all we ever have here are the real authentic groups. So if you want to be on this show, visit at Tribe Family US, hit me up on Twitter or send me an email, tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. My brother, I will see you on our next show. We're going to keep it under wraps until we're promoting. And until then, love, peace, and what? Gumbo for the Soul. All right. We'll talk to you soon. God bless everyone and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The girl's got plenty good loving. climbing the stairway to heaven.
Here we go.
Walking the road of ecstasy.
Taking the load
of this old world off our shoulders. The door is wide open for you. The door is open for me.
Don't you wanna go?
I said, baby, it's gonna be just fine.
month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back, but today, again I've lied.
the next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come together, get together. I wish Grandma could see the whole family. And a warm and tender embrace. And if Grandpa was here, I know he'd be smiling from ear to ear to see what he had done. All the offspring from his daughters and sons, a family reunion.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old John. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
They were, come on, y'all.
Cold this day of my life.
Down below, down below. Down below, down below, down below. Keep the past behind me, but it's so gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the guns, sir. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Tragedy in the Shalites. Last year I lost my wife in a car accident coming home from a tour. So we decided to record this song. This is her, one of her favorite songs. So I had the pleasure to go in the studio and record it. Now, of course, my wife was from Forest, Mississippi. Y'all heard of the Strong? The Strong family, huh? But she's looking down on all of us today from the Kingdom of Heaven. I dedicate it to you.
show you the way, gotta show you the way, yeah.
Show you the way, gotta show you the way, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on.